This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Did you see that item yesterday from the Energy Department that China is burning almost as much coal as the rest of the world is combined? That is part of why there's been a toxic cloud over eastern China that's three times the state of California by now. The government there has had to go on the defensive about how it's running the world's second biggest economy. We, on the other hand, told our China correspondent Rob Schmitz to go outside.
For the past year, Shanghai resident Xiao Yiping has introduced a new element into her morning routine.
These days, I turn the television on to check the air quality index. Today, the air was really bad. I already knew that because I woke up with an itchy throat, so I put my mask on.
Xiao wears a cloth mask that covers half her face. It's a common defense against air pollution in China, but it's useless. The air today over much of eastern China is high in the tiniest of particulate matter, which can enter your bloodstream. Only a hermetically sealed mask with a special filter can help. Xiao doesn't know where to get that kind of mask. The 61-year-old says the government needs to do a better job at protecting the public.
They say they're tackling pollution, but they're not doing enough. They have to do more. This involves the health and safety of all of us.
The World Bank estimates the economic cost of China's pollution, from healthcare costs to flight cancellations to lost work, is worth nearly $500 billion. 30-year-old Lu Xin works for a construction company. He says the government's done little to address air pollution, not even giving people basic information about how to protect themselves.
My friends and I are constantly checking the air quality index online, but honestly, we're clueless about what preventative measures we can take because the government isn't educating us about it.
Case in point, Zhang Qingju, a woman in her 60s, tells me what she does to protect herself against the smog. When it's this bad, Zhang tells me, I open up my windows to let in some fresh air. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.